You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Thousands of people rallied in Hungary over the weekend for press freedom and against government corruption after the sudden closure of the country's largest left-wing newspaper. Stefan Boss reports from Budapest.
Thousands of people attending a rally organized by civic groups and small opposition parties. Ironically, the gathering was held at what translates as the Free Press Road, a traditional location for protests, but made more symbolic by last week's closure of the largest opposition newspaper, Népszabadság, or People's Freedom. While publishing company MediaWorks says the closure followed considerable losses and falling readership, critics maintain the government pressured it to close down. Though talks have been held about restarting the paper, Miklós Harkitai, a Népszabadság journalist, told protesters that he feared everyone will now lose their jobs. He says 70 people worked at Népszabadság. Their future is in danger despite the fact that not everyone was involved in politics. We won't let it happen. He also claimed that Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government was the only one since the 1990 end of the communist regime which doesn't tolerate any control or criticism, not even questions, and said the Prime Minister hadn't given interview to the paper in 10 years. It comes amid wider international concerns about a perceived crackdown on media in Hungary, which is ruled by a right-wing government which pushed through a controversial media law. The opposition says Hungary's media landscape has changed considerably in the last few years, with many print and online publications, as well as radio and television stations, coming under the control of Orbán's inner circle and showing an unquestioning pro-government line. Opposition media have also complained that companies were allegedly pressured by the government not to advertise with them, while state advertisements, another source of revenue, were removed and placed in more pro-government outlets. Yet Prime Minister Orbán's Fidesz party has denied wrongdoing. It insisted that the closure of the leftist Népszabadság newspaper, which existed since 1956, was purely a financial decision. It also blamed the Socialist Party, one of whose foundations sold its minority stake to current owner MediaWorks last year, for its demise. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.